It would have been better if he had written it in the name of the collective, because the collective are fighting for that kind of remedy. So my disappointment is just in the fact that for somebody who has not been supportive for over 2-3 years, while most of this pressure has been coming from people from the constituency he is presiding over, it's just a populist move, and it's said that he is able to write the whole letter like that, requesting for the write-off in respect of one account holder, while there are so many efforts from the collective and even the Windu great payers at large.